Great, Javier. Thank you, Javier. One of the incredible things of this week's parsha, that's Yadua, it's the first balaturim that he brings from the Gemara, that says, Va'ata titzaveh lo hisker Moshe b'zeh seder. I don't know if everybody knows that. In this week's parsha, the name of Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned. Masha'ein kein b'chol ha'chumish. And the rest of the Torah, Misha she'noilad Moshe, ein seder Shalom his husker ba. There is no time where Moshe Rabbeinu is not in the parsha, except for this week's parsha, where he's not mentioned. Now, obviously not in Bereishis, because he wasn't born. But from the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, and he says, the reason is because the Gemara says, Mecheni na mesifrecha, sher kasafta. Moshe Rabbeinu said, erase me. The kilulas chacham afilu al tanai ba niskayim bizeh. Right? The Gemara says the kilulas chacham, the curse of a chacham, even if it's on condition. And that was when Moshe Rabbeinu said mecheni na mesifrecha by the egel. So he said the words, erase my name from the chumash, from the Torah. So even if it didn't end up happening, but the fact that he said those words. So it happened in this week's parsha. This week's parsha, Atat Tzaves Bnei Yisrael, the entire parsha does not have Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, what's interesting is that I think the Gra says this, is that the amount of psukim in this week's parsha are 101. Kuf Aleph psukim, 101. And the Gra says, if you take the letters of Moshe Rabbeinu's name that's in secret, which is Mem, you spell it out, Mem, Shin, He. Mem, Shin, He is Gematria. If you do Mem, is Mem and Mem, right? The way you spell Mem. Mem, Mum. Is 40. Shin is Yud Nun. Shin Yud Nun. Yud Nun is 60. 60 and 40 is how much? 100. And Hey is Hey Aleph is 1. Right, again, we're only adding up the hidden letters of Moshe Rabbeinu's name. So you have Mem is Mem. Shin is Shin Yud Nun is 50, 60. 10 and Nun is 60. And then Aleph, Hey, Aleph is 101. I think it's the Vilna Gaon's Pshat. So he says, so even though Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not in this week's parsha, but it's 101 psukim, which is a remez to Moshe Rabbeinu. To Moshe Rabbeinu. That even though he's not in the Torah clearly, but he's hidden in the Torah, in the hidden letters of Mem, Shin, He. So I'll tell you the thought that I had about that. And this is a nachas for Usher Weinberger's father is here. Usher Weinberg, his father is here. So I just want to give a compliment to your son. Right, because the Gemara says when you see someone, as I said when I met you earlier today, when you see a person who has good midos and who smiles and has a beautiful personality and who's beloved by all, and he actually has to hear him Friday night sing from the mountains will crumble and the hillsides will fade. You have no idea what I'm talking about, right? Usher's father has no idea what I'm talking about. But when we hear Usher sing, that it's a very beautiful sight to see and to hear. And just that you know is that when, as the Gemara says, as the Gemara, oh, he's listening to the shir.
Yeah, he said he wants his son to listen to the shir.
Menachem, okay, you get a stardom. I like that. Menachem Dubin's son. Okay, I'm continuing.
Okay,
very good. Okay, Gvaldik. I like that. That's a tati. That says something about the tati. That he wants his son to already hear Torah. So I was saying, very good. It fits very good. Because it says, when you see a child, when you see a person, the Gemara says, who's sweet and who's nice and who has good midos, and you see him a certain way. So you say, Ashrei Aviv. You say, Ashrei Hoirav. You say, you know what? Baruch Hashem, he was taught, you know, midos, and the way you act towards people at the end of the day is very, very, sorry, I don't know if you can hold this for them, is very connected to your parents, to the depth of your mother and your father, your midas. You know, outside in the world is not necessarily going to teach you, it's not going to teach you necessarily, it's not always going to teach you how to act towards other people. But when a person grows up in a home, you grow up in a home and you see your father and you see your mother and you see your home, you see the way your home is. So it's a very strong statement for how your midas are and how you act towards other people. So one thing I could say from meeting your father, Usher, I could say that Baruch Hashem, you definitely raised a son who's sweet, who's humble, who's beloved by all, and he's a Kiddush Hashem. So you should have continued nachas. You should have continued nachas. Very sweet boy. Mitzvah Hashem, you'll hear him sing. You'll hear him sing as well. You'll hear him sing. Sing the song of the one of the things that I want to talk about today is this pshat about Moshe Rabbeinu being silent. It's Moshe Rabbeinu's yard site on Friday, I think, Zayin Adar, and it's Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who we know is the one who can Yoshua, but Moshe Rabbeinu real is the leader Keneged Amalek, which is what we've been speaking about this week, is the Milchama against Amalek. And they talk about the fact that Amalek is Amol Kuf. Amol Kuf means that you go ahead and you are being Amol like a monkey. What does that mean, Amol Kuf? We spoke a little bit about this yesterday. The Kuf, what's a monkey known to do? A monkey is known to be a copycat. Monkeys see, monkey do. What does that mean? What it means is that there is no pnimius. There is nothing going on inside of me. It's all my actions on the outside. It's not the quality, as the Gemara says, Rachmana libabai. What does Hashem want? Hashem wants my heart. Hashem wants my insides. Hashem wants me to go ahead and get in touch with myself, with who I am, to understand myself, to love myself. Everything we see outside, we know, is a projection of what we have inside. Amalek is the pshat Amol Kuf, which means what? Monkeys see, monkey do. If I see something, then I copy it. It's not the pshat that there's a real, real, real connection between me and Hashem. It's not the pshat that there's a real connection between me and another Jew. That's how Amalek talks. Amalek wants us to feel that everything that we're doing is bechitzonius. Everything that we're doing is all external things. Everything is external. There's nothing pnimi going on. I think they said that once, that there was a person sitting by in a place that he was like a millstone. He had this. Grinder, and he was grinding and grinding every day from the morning to the night. That was his job. And then he found out afterwards that on the other side of the wall, there was nothing there. It says he went crazy. He went crazy after that. Why did he go crazy? Because the pshat is one of the most frustrating things that we all experience is when I'm doing and I'm working and I'm being amal. I'm being amal, which means I'm toiling and I'm doing things, and it's all a maisa koif ba'alma. It's all like a monkey. It says that what did Amalek used to do? They used to cut the arla and zayrik the mila, the arla from the mila, and throw it klape mala. Right? What does that mean? They would be mezalzel. You think your tefillah works? You think your Torah accomplishes something? You think your krechts inside? You think what I do inside matters? Especially in our generation, there's much more of a thought of how people look at me, social media, what that guy's doing, what this one's doing, how do I look in the eyes of this person, how I dress. Of course, it's important how a person dresses. It's important. Your dress is very important, how you present yourself. But ultimately, what happens is we get lost. Amalek wants us to feel like a kuif ba'alma. Like I'm just a monkey see, monkey do. I'm just copying. I'm a copycat. I'm a copycat of my older brother. I'm a copycat of my chevra. I'm a copycat of my father, of my mother, whoever it might be. I'm a copycat. I'm a kuif. Hashem doesn't really connect. That's what happens in connection with each other. In connection with each other. When a person doesn't realize that my pnimius, my internals, my thoughts, my machshavas, the way I think inside, the way I feel inside, and I've said this over many, 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 many times, love for someone doesn't have to be communicated to that person. The love for someone can be that love that you have within your heart. Within your heart, you can love. You could fill yourself up of love for someone. Inside your heart. Could you, Menachem, as you're here, holding your two-day-old, holy, holy new neshama who came into this world, could somebody describe the love, the message you left me this morning or last night, whenever, about, right, that feeling? You can't describe it. Why? What's the pshat? Because it's so pnimi. It's so deep. It's so deep. Our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our relationship to the Torah, our relationship, the love that we have for every Jew, and I want to say this because I spoke Friday night about this. When I say that it's so pashut that we love every Jew, it's so pashut. What it means is, of course, we have to strengthen our love for every Jew. Of course, we have to strengthen that. We have to strengthen it even more. We have to strengthen our love for the people who are closest to us. We have to strengthen, try as best as we can to strengthen that love that we have for our father, for our mother, for our children, for our son. Take the love, Menachem, that you have for your son right now. Take that love, and it's the greatest gift in the world. Why? Because that love that you have for your child, which is indescribable until you have a child, it's indescribable. Think of how much Hashem, it says that every yid, every Jew is a ben yachid, is an only child to Hashem. An only child. Hashem looks at you and he says, and he looks at you in his love that Hashem has for each and every one of us. Rachmana li babai. What Hashem wants is the opposite of Amalek. Amalek wants us to think that our actions are nothing. Amalek wants us to say, my feelings don't count. You know, it's ironic. You know, we want to feel close to Hashem, so then we don't picture that I'm close to Hashem if I'm learning Torah. You say, Bereishis bara Elokim, Eisa Shemayim, right? You go ahead and you say a pasuk, you just got close to Hashem. You go ahead, you come into the Beis Medrash, your inner shilchit, you're close to Hashem. You're close to Hashem, whether you feel it or you don't feel it, you're close to Hashem. And then when a person has bad feelings and he has shame and he has difficult feelings of the averus that he's done, do you know how chashuv that is to Hashem? You know how beautiful that is to Hashem? When a person feels, oh, I'm far from you, Hashem. I want to be close to you, Hashem. I love this Jew. I wish I could love this Jew, I had this, was it today? I think I just had it today because I drove somewhere and I think it might have been right, I forgot where it was. I drove somewhere and there was this Yid walking and it was like, am I letting him go? Meaning, am I going to give him room? He was a guy, he looked like he was collecting money. He looked a certain way that I could be a little bit judgmental. And as I came close and he was walking, I let him go before me and he walked like he walked. And I, inside myself, and I looked at him and I said, I love you. I love you. I love you. I'll probably never see him again. I don't know who he is. I don't know what he was doing. But I know that deep down, I love him. And to access that, Amalek is Amol Kaif, which means a monkey. It means everything you do is all bechitzoini. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything what you do. Doesn't mean anything. You go ahead and you daven. It doesn't, right? Like we spoke yesterday, it doesn't go anywhere. My ritzoinus, my depth that I want to change, that I want to grow, that doesn't really mean anything. It's all your actions that you do. It's how people look at you. It's what society puts you at. But deep down within myself. Do you know what hit me also today? Something very interesting. And it's the same exact thing. Let's say you want to be a tzaddik. Let's say someone says, I want to be a tzaddik. Let's say someone says, I want to be a tzaddik. What does that mean? I want to be close to Hashem. What's that tzaddik in your mind? I think the answer is, right now, be a tzaddik. What does a tzaddik do right now? What does a tzaddik do inside? Inside of himself, what does a tzaddik do? A tzaddik can make a list of what a tzaddik does. What does a tzaddik do? When he tries to daven, when he davens, he wants to try and have kavana. When he wants to try and learn Torah, he doesn't want to waste time. He wants to love every Jew. He wants to act a certain way. He wants to feel a certain way. Deep down inside, if I can tap into the tzaddik inside of me, if I could tap into being a newborn baby, imagine if you could tap in to being a pure, new, fresh person. That's why I say it. I mean, I say it too much, so we don't. It's my fault that I said to that. That what?
You have to teach us how to do it.
Right.
Okay. So teach us how to do it.
Okay.
How do we get?
Okay. Thank you, Rabbi Lazarus. You make me feel so good, Rabbi Lazarus. Rabbi Lazarus makes me feel so good. I'll tell you one of the things that I think that I'm. Rabbi Lazarus is just setting me up to say this. I think it's really getting in touch with you and your pnimius, not about anybody else. It's about inside of you deciding that this is how I want to look at things. I want to be close to Hashem. Hashem, I love you. I want to be close to you. Hashem, I don't understand you. I want to understand you. We spoke about that yesterday. This person next to me, Ari, is very easy for me to love. I want to love him more. Your child, I want more love. I want to love my child more. I want to love my father more. I want to love my mother more. I want to love you, Hashem, more. I want to love the Torah more. I want to be closer to the Torah. It's not just the words that we say. It's trying to tap in to what is stopping me from being the tzaddik that I want to be. What's stopping me from being the Moshe Rabbeinu? And here it is. This is, I think, where it's connected to the Parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu is not in the Parsha. He's not loud in the Parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu is Zion Adar. Moshe Rabbeinu is not loud, but it says, Espashtusha, the Moshe Rabbeinu is Bechol Dar Vadar, and in every Jew. Each and every one of us has a connection to Har Sinai. Each and every one of us has Elokai Neshama Shenasata Bi Tohoi Rehi. Tap into that. You know when you tap into that? Hayoim. Today. When you see that person, when you see that Jew, when you see that person and you're able to somehow tap in to yourself right now. A lot of times people think being a tzaddik means that you have to have a consistent month or months or a year to be, what makes your child Menachem? What makes your child so lovable and a tzaddik right now? Exactly. No, you can't, you have no idea. Exactly. You know what the answer is? The answer is he's your son. And you love him. You know why? Just because. There is no reason. When we look at Hashem within us, that Hashem loves me, you know why he loves me? Lama? Kacha. Lama? Kacha. Why? Just because I love you. Just because I love you. And when we look at ourselves like that, Amalek is Amal Koif. Amalek wants us to be, well, what did you prove? Did you prove why you love me? Did you do anything to show me that you love me? Did you do anything? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing to prove the closest? What did that yid do by walking across my car for me to say, I love you? You know what the answer is? He did nothing. He's my brother. Do you have a reason you love your brother? Do you love your brother? Let's talk about it again. We have to be mechazik in siblings. We have to strengthen ourselves in siblings. I'm going to say it again. We have to strengthen ourselves. Call your sister. Call your brother. Call your brother. Call your sister. Check on your sister. Check on your brother. Tell them I'm thinking about you. Daven for your sister. Daven for your brother. In your heart. Don't call your sister. Don't call your brother. Daven for your sister. Daven for your brother. Say inside yourself, don't call your mother. Don't call your father. That's not the point. But that's also a good thing to do. In your heart, send love to your mother. In your heart, send love to your father. Send love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your heart. Send love to a Jew who you don't know. Send love to the Torah. Hashem, I want to love the Torah more. Hashem, I want to love Jews more. Hashem, I want to love myself more. Hashem, I want to love my child more. I want to love my child more. I want to be more tuned in to my children, to my wife, to my spouse. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine being in love with your spouse? Could you imagine being more in love with your wife and more in love and more in love and more in love? Could you imagine what that feels like to be married for 30 years, for 40 years, for 50 years, and to be more in love and more in love and more in love? You know what that is? That's a drop in the bucket of the love that Hashem has for me, that I have for myself, for my neshama, that I decided to come down into this world. Each and every one of us chose to come down into this world. Amalek wants one thing. Amalek wants us to judge everything based on kuf. Monkey see, monkey do. Copycat, copy other people, follow other people. Don't get in touch with the depth of who you are. How it looks like on the outside, what it looks like. Moshe Rabbeinu in Pnimi. Moshe Rabbeinu is in this parsha even though he's not in the parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah, your connection to Shabbos. When a person on a Wednesday thinks about Shabbos, Ka Echsof Noyam Shabbos, Hayoim Yoim Revi B'Shabbos, Shabbos, based, right? Hillel and Shammai, the Gemara says, Hillel and Shammai, every day to think about Shabbos, to think about the, why do we talk about it so much? Bar Avram Ben Julia, the hostages. Why do we talk about it so much? The hostages. Why do I have a picture on the entrance to the Beis Medrash? A picture of the Chavetz Chaim. A picture on my shtender of Bar Avram B'Joy. Why? Because I want to. I thought about him. I'm trying to think. I think maybe it was this morning during davening. When I was davening, my mom tried to tap it. I said, "He's 200-300. He's 2-3 hours away from here. He's a yid who's 2-3 hours." And I said, "I want a mamish. I want to bring him into my heart. I want to, wherever he is, I want to send him my love. I never met him in my life." You know how powerful that is? You know how powerful that is? What does it say? Loi what? Loi sisna esachicha. Anyone know the pasuk, Ruven Yoina? Loi sisna achicha what? Bilvavecha. What does that mean? Don't hate your brother in your heart. In your heart, don't hate your brother. Don't hate your brother in your heart. It's in my heart. So if I love my brother, If I love my brother, that's why maybe the pshat is, I just thought about it now. V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. What's v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha? If you hate your friend, then you hate yourself. Because v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha, like you love yourself. And I know I love myself. Everybody loves themselves. Everyone loves themselves. That's why it's v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. Because I love myself. Of course I love myself. It's a natural thing to love yourself. To naturally love yourself. But when a person works on that, and a person acknowledges in his pnimius, in his inside, again, a malek wants one thing, for us to not think that what we do matters. To not think that my pnimius makes a difference. It doesn't matter, but did you do it? Did you not do it? Did you accomplish it or did you not accomplish it? The Rabban Hashem tells us no, Rachmana Liba Bai, which means my inside of my heart, who I am, is the depth of Elokai Neshama Shenasatabi Tahiri. Could you imagine the love that Hashem, Menachem, daven for that? That's what I would daven for. It says that you can't daven people in order to daven for the Amid, for the Yom Narayim, it says you have to be a father. You have to have children. Why? Because what does that do? When you understand the rachamim that a father has towards a child, you understand the rachamim for the pnimius, for no reason at all. When you love a little baby for no reason at all. The baby didn't do anything. The baby didn't accomplish anything. And when we get older, what happens is we become amol kaif. And we think that in order for us to get where we're going to get the love that we're going to get the love is conditional love. I got to do this, then my father's going to love me. I got to do this, then my mother's going to love me. I got to do this. Right? Why do kids get act up in class? Why do kids act up in class and they act a certain way? The reason people act up in class is because they figure out that that's how they're funny. That's how people think they're funny. So they start doing these funny things. They start doing things that people say, oh, this guy's funny. What happens? We're running after love. We're chasing, like I spoke Shalosh Shuddis, we're chasing the love. Especially if you grew up with certain demands on you and it was conditional. Something that you have to be very careful. When you tell your child, clear off the dishes, or you tell your child to do something, and then, I love you. You have to be very, 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 very careful in how you give over your relationship with your children, how you give over your relationship. But a lot of it comes from yourself. And it's very difficult when a person grows up in a home. It is very difficult. When you grow up in a home where there are expectations and there are demands, but you have to do this. And if you do this, then I accept you. If you do this, then I accept you. If I do this, then I love you.
Say please.
Say please, but don't say please so I'll love you.
No, say please.
Yeah. Yeah, you're teaching midas tovos. You're teaching midas tovos. You're teaching your children. You clear off the table, not because I'll love you. You clear off the table because you're helping mommy, because it's a nice thing to do, because you just ate. Not because I'll love you. I love you either way. You go to school, not because then I'll love you. You go to school because I want you to have friends. I want you to learn something. But not if you don't, if you do something that you're bad, and if you do this, it's called an intrinsic love. But where am I going to get that from? I need to access that within myself. I need to learn to access that within myself. I need to learn also to love myself like a child, like a fresh newborn child who I love. I love so much. Amalek, remember, Amalek wants you just to copy somebody else and to say, how many guys have had that? Where I'm just doing what I'm doing. That's where it gets difficult when it comes to Yiddishkeit sometimes. A person could be davening, he could be learning, he could be doing everything that he should be doing, but he feels he's empty inside. You know what, that's from a little bit? It's a little bit the Amalek, because I'm doing everything just like a kuif, just like a monkey. But inside, That's why the world wants us to be. If you look, I remember I saw once in one of these science books that they had like plants. First they had the rocks, plants, then they had animals. And then on the page of animals, in the middle page, they had monkeys. They had monkeys, and in the animal page also, they had human beings. Human beings and monkeys, and then you have the, what are they called? Homo sapiens, right? Human beings. So the world wants us to be just what? If you ask any, you ask most of the world, they'll say, we come from monkeys. What's the big deal? That's Amalek. That's Amalek. You're no different. We look like monkeys a little bit. Yeah, monkeys also walk like that. What are they saying with that? What's the big deal? The pshat is, there is no pnimius. There is no pnimius. Okay, it happens to be that a dog, a monkey also, has to be a dog, is a kelev, kelev. Dogs, they have dog therapy. That's why a dog is a man's best friend. There's a kelev, it's like a lave. They're able to sense horses, animals also. So could you imagine an adam? Could you imagine an adam, the emotions, the pnimius of a person? If I love another Jew in my heart, I love Klal Yisrael. You want to be a tzaddik. So to answer Rabbi Lazarus' question, the answer is, all you have to do to be a tzaddik, all you have to do is right now. I don't know if the goal is to be a tzaddik. But if you want to be a tzaddik, all you have to do right now is tap in right now and say, Rabbeinu Shleilem, I want to be close to you. So at that moment, you're close to Hashem. Hashem, I want to be close to you. Hashem, I want to be close to the Torah. Automatically, you're close to the Torah. Hashem, I want to be close to davening. You're automatically close to davening. I want to love my wife more. I love my wife more. I want to be there more for my wife. I want to be there more for my father, for my mother. I want to love. I want to love. And we need healing. It's not a stira. We need healing. We need to learn how to heal. We need to learn how to heal. But that's part of it also, to give us that space, to give us that ability to say, I'm not just a monkey. I'm not just someone who does things. I'm someone who's connected in the deepest, 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 deepest way. I'm so connected to Klal Yisrael. I'm so connected to the Jewish people. I'm so connected to tzaddikim, to the tzaddikim. And you got to do it again. Now what happens? You got to do it again. You then got to do it again tonight, later on. You got to do it tomorrow. You have to say, you say, Hashem, I'm sorry that I messed up where I did this Avera. You say, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to do Averas. I'm trying to know you. I'm trying to know myself. I'm trying to get to you. I'm trying to be in touch with myself. I think that's the lesson of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's in, he's not in the parsha. But it's the silence. I spoke about that, about Yosef on Shabbos a little bit. It's the still waters run deep. You don't have to make so much noise. You know, it's the quiet, deep connection to ourselves. Okay, we could stop over here. If any question, comments on that, please. If I wasn't so clear.
The person is not used to the concept of the transcendental.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's a great question. The great question, Simcha, it's a great question, is that we all suffer from that. We all suffer from that, that we forget that we're intrinsically loved. So we have Menachem with his, you're going. So we have Menachem with his baby, and it reminds us. Look at Menachem's glowing. Speak to Menachem. Menachem, what's the intrigue? You got to go. Go, Menachem. Go take care of your wife. Go take care of your son. Mamish will remember. This was Mamish, the first shir that he heard is the love of a child to a father and a father to a child. Hashem and to us. Right back at you, Menachem. Thank you. Thank you for joining. So to answer your question is that first you have to realize that I might be missing this ability to connect to myself. First, I have to realize that I might be missing this piece.
Something like that.
I really believe that the first step is to really realize in what areas do I feel that I'm lacking, and I feel this blockage, I would say, if that's the right word. Like, where do I feel that I'm chasing Hashem? Where do I feel that I'm chasing this person? I think that it's first identifying. Is it a male thing? Is it from my father? Is it my mother? It's very, very important. My siblings? Is my family like that? Is my culture? That's a start. I think it's a start, because what happens is you sort of recognize and you learn yourself. You learn the panemius of who you are, of like you're a baby. Where that started from? Where did you start from? Where did it all begin from? I think that that's very, very, very important. I don't know if we speak about that enough. To speak about really understanding your mother, your father, your siblings, what home you grew up in. What was the home that you grew up in? Lech lecha me'artzecha molatecha beis avicha. To really develop yourself, you have to really get to know yourself more and deeper. I'm telling you, by us going to Auschwitz, I'm 52 years old. It took me 52 years to be able to make contact with a depth of my family that I grew up with, that Auschwitz was like breakfast, lunch, and supper. That's what I grew up with. And I didn't realize how deeply a part of me, of Yoni, me, little Yoni Fisher, little guy, how deep that was. And the more we learn to listen to ourselves and to spend time understanding ourselves and spend time understanding my father, my mother, where am I from? It's not just Stam. And culturally, to understand where you grew up, what country you grew up, what your culture is from. What's your father like? What's your mother like? What are your siblings like? And really to start from there. So someone's going to say, well, once I do that, what do I do next? That's a big avoda, is to do that. The problem is our phones and the world distracts us from that. That's the problem. I think that's a big problem. It distracts us. Mamish distracts us from taking a walk and to listening to my thoughts and listening to myself and holding myself, being there for myself, being there for you, being there for you, being there for yourself. So Simcha's asking, but if I don't know, nobody was there for myself. So I'll tell you something. It's not possible that Hashem, I said this, okay, we'll stop here because I'm going to say, yeah. I said, Reuven Yonah and Momo are going to go crazy when I say this. But I said, I would, again, I'm not saying this as like a policy. I would say everybody get a dog and throw away your phone. Why would I say that? Go get a dog. Exactly. Get a dog and throw away your phone. You don't even have to get a dog, for those who don't want to get a dog. You don't have to get a pet. I'd rather everybody in yeshiva throw away your phones. Throw away your phones for a month, 2 months, 3 months. Why? Not because there aren't benefits. Not because there aren't benefits to having your phone. A phone brings benefits also, but for a person to really learn because this is going to sound for sure way too extreme. It's like the phone. This is going to sound very yeshivish. The phone is a malik. I'll tell you why the phone is a malik. I know. It sounded very yeshivish. The phone is amalek. I'll tell you why it's amalek. Part of the reason that the phone is amalek is because it has to do, right. It has, yeah, it's fine. It's still recording. The reason the phone is amalek, right, you'll get that clip.
The recording phone, on the phone.
Right. The phone is amalek. I'll tell you why part of the phone has to do with amalek. I'll tell you why. Can I tell you why? The reason is because it's all about other people. It's all about other people. It's all about other people. Your phone is all about other people. Oh, I could do so much chesed on my phone. I'm not talking about that guy. I'm saying a phone is there for other people. It's emails from other people. It's WhatsApp from other people. I don't know, the social media. It's the news from, it's everything but me. And that's Amalek, because Amalek is Amal Koif. Monkey see, monkey do. Monkey see, monkey do. And I don't even have social media. I've never done that. Never, ever done that. I see people doing that. This. Know what that is? Monkey see, monkey do. 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 People think Amalek, okay, we spoke yesterday how it's Hamas. It's Nazi Germany. But I want to tell you something. Those enemies are clear enemies. No one's walking in to a red sign, right, that says, we'll kill you if you're an Israeli citizen, which is a lie. The whole sign is a lie. I've spoken about that because it's not true. Because if you're an Arab who's an Israeli citizen, they're not going to kill you. It really, the sign, I don't know who put up the sign. Probably some leftist, correct? Probably some leftist, you know, fool put it up. Or I don't know. I I'll look into it. Someone remind me to look in who created the red signs. Because it's a lie. It says if you walk in there as an Israeli citizen, it's dangerous. That's a lie. Because you could be an Israeli citizen as an Arab and walk in there. Oh, you mean if you're a Jew and you walk in there, they'll kill you. Yes. Ravilla, you'll find out who made up those signs. Right? So who?
The army.
Oh,
in a lesson that's politically...
Yeah, exactly. So that's... So meaning they wrote it as a lie. There's no politically correct. They wrote a lie. It has nothing to do with an Israeli citizen. It has to do with the fact that you're a Jew. If you're a Jew and you walk into the red sign, they will murder you. But if you go like this on like this all day, I'm good. It's not true. You go like this, and you go like this, and you're in someone else's life. And I'm not in my life. And I look at that guy, and I judge that guy, and that's a from guy. That's a not from guy. That's a Kiryat Sefer guy, and that's a Chashmonaim guy. That's a this guy, and there's a secular guy, that's a bunch of hooey. That's a lie also. It's a lie. Because you don't know anybody. You don't know what that guy's thinking about. Like we said on the trip, it was one of my favorite lines. Remel, you'll remember. Everyone's talking about, because we're around the Goyim, everyone's there. So everyone's like, what are they thinking? Do you know what they're thinking? What are we this? What are we that? No, Avramel. So what did I say? I said, I'm trying to figure out what he's thinking. I can't even figure out what I'm thinking. I got to work on what I'm thinking. I'm going to sit there and figure out, what are they thinking? What am I thinking? Who am I? Everyone's trying to figure out who's this guy and who's that guy and what's that group and this and the news told me this and blah, 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 blah. Who am I? That's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Pnimius. That's the opposite of a Amalek. That's the opposite of a koif. It's the opposite of a monkey. A monkey does all these things. It's funny, right? It's like the monkey does all these things. And no one's bad. Everyone's beautiful. I'm not chassid shalom. I'm not giving anyone mussar. I'm mamish not giving anyone mussar. I want to tell you something, Rabbi Lazarus. I don't know why I had this gift. I mamish had this ha'ara today. I've been staring at Bar Avram, the picture of Bar Avram. I'm staring in his eyes. It's a picture. And I had, by tefillah, I'm trying to mamish say, Hashem, I love you, and I just want to be close to you. And right now, I want to be close to you. Right now, I love you. I love the Torah. I love everything. I love every Jew. I love you. I love you. I want to be better. I want to, you know how holy that is? We're waiting. What are you waiting for? Everyone's waiting. What are you waiting for to be a good husband? You already are a good husband. I could tell you one thing. I know Menachem Nachem. I know Nachi Sklar. I know one thing. Nachi Sklar is an incredible husband. I know that. And you know what? Ready for this? Ready for this? And you'll be Meichel me. Rabbi Lazarus will be Meichel me. I know that Rabbi Lazarus is an incredible husband. I know that. That's true. And Rabbi Lazarus said it's true, and I know it's true. And I want to tell you something. Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's true. That is true. I agree. That is true. That's also true. true. And that is true. And I want to tell you something. You being a good husband, as you're married a few months, and Rabbi Lazarus being a good husband, married Bli Ayin Hara many years, and myself as well, Rabbi Lazarus is married more than I am. I'm married, Baruch Hashem, more than 30 years Bli Ayin Hara. Nachi's a few months. It's the same exact thing. You know what it is? It's the same exact thing. It's he, after the shir, when he goes home at night, he has to be a good husband. And he will be a good husband. When I go home after the shir, I got to be a good husband. When Rabbi Lazarus goes home, he has to be a good husband. It's the same exact thing. It's the same exact thing. It's the same exact thing. I think I'll end off with the Gra. The Gra went over to a guy who was a Rasha Marusha. Rasha Marusha. We'll end off with this. Great story. Rasha Marusha. A known Rasha Marusha in the city. Known story with the Vilna Gaon. Known label. Listen to the story. The guy was a Rasha Marusha. Known to not care about anything. Yiddishkeit. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And the Gra met him somehow. I don't know how this happened. But the Gra met him somehow. And he was holding an apple. And before the guy went ahead and took a bite out of the apple, the Gra said to him, I think you have to make a bracha. And the guy looked at him and said, you don't know who I am? And the Gra's like, what do you mean I don't know who you are? He's like, you don't know that I'm the biggest Russia in the world? I don't keep Shabbos. I don't keep kosher. I don't do anything. Mamash, do nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And the Gra's like, yeah, I know who you are. He's like, so why are you telling me to make a bracha? So he said, you have a chiv to make a bracha on this apple, just like I have a chiv to make a bracha on this apple. We have the same exact chiv to make the same exact bracha on this apple. And this is not a cute story. They say a few months later, the guy was chayzer b'tshuva. No, but think about the depth of why that's true. You know why it is? Because you know what the pshat is? No, you know what the pshat is? Because the Yetzer Hara makes you think that you never were a tzaddik, or maybe once you were a tzaddik, but in order to be a tzaddik, in order to be a big Jew, you have so much to do. You got to do so much to be this big, 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 big Jew. You have so much to do to be a great husband. So much to do to be a great father. So much to do to be a great sibling. Really, really, really. Maybe, hi, how are you? Thinking about you, hoping you're having a good day. Take care. Can't wait to speak to you next time, whatever you're going to say. Imagine sending that to your 11-year-old sister. Imagine sending that to your 34-year-old brother. Imagine sending that to your mother. Imagine feeling that in your heart to say, you know what? I'm going to be there for my sibling. Not whether I'm going to accomplish anything. Doesn't matter if I'm the oldest, the youngest, the middle child, like him, don't like him, had issues, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to be that person. At that moment, you are that person. At that moment, that's what you become. Have an incredible first day of the rest of your life, everyone. Hilchos Lashon Hara. Where's the sanal? Hilchos Lashon Hara will say. Ari will say it.
No, you do it.
Hilchos Lashon Hara, love it.
What do you do?
Okay, here we go. If we implement the advice of the Ramban, we did this yesterday. It is forbidden to ask people, what did he or she say about me? If there is a strong chance that the response may contain negative information. You have to be very careful with the questions that you ask people. If you ask people questions like, so how was the restaurant? Be very careful. If you ask someone, so how was the food at the wedding? But you ask someone, so how was your experience in this Airbnb, if it's run by a Jewish person, that could be a problem. To be continued, have a wonderful first day, first moment of the rest of your life.